The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
And it's 39 degrees right now in Reno. I'm John Potter. Good morning, Nevadans. And hello, my friend. Like every Saturday morning, it is a delight to be here with you, and absolute flat-out delight to be here with you every Saturday. Merry Christmas from all of us here at Evans Broadcast Reno Studios, where there is this happy, warm glow here that is out and about at Evans Broadcast Carson City Studios. What do we have there, Craig?
We have sun and more sun.
That's encouraging.
Yes, it is very. Now, considering what is it supposed to be tomorrow and Tuesday, some moisture, I think is what I heard Craig Swope say.
Yes. Apparently Thursday. It's going to be one of those weeks where it's like, iffy, a little wet snow, and then it's wet, or a little rain, a lot of clouds. And the only sizable storm is coming in on Thursday. That's still on schedule for the day after Christmas. Everybody wants to know, is it going to snow on Christmas? Maybe a little bit in Tahoe, as far as we can see for now. But now, listen, warning for the show today. doing it without coffee, you know, that's one advantage you have in Carson City. That's, I guess, where they store the coffee. They, you know, the coffee's been out here for 3 days. Folks, I think they're trying to kill me. I do. I think they're trying to kill me. You know, I swear. I'm the kind of guy who, the only reason I have breakfast at IHOP is because, by the way, I constantly get teased about having breakfast at IHOP. Constantly. But I only go there, and not because of the food. Only because they give you that full pitcher of coffee for your table. Waitress brings it out and puts it right on the table. And you got the flavored creamers in the bowl next to me, and I'm a happy man. But I get more flack from people for going to IHOP. You know, hey, where do you want to have breakfast? Yeah, let's go to IHOP. Whoa! I guess I'm one of the few. And damn it. The IHOP on Virginia and Plum just gave up on its 24-hour schedule. They waited till after the whole COVID thing was over, and all the 24-hour places, they died off. There aren't none besides the casinos. We lost the 24-hour Walmart, Kitsky and McCarran, the 24-hour Starbucks right around there too, and I think Denny's came back with 24 hours on East Plum. I think they're the ones besides the casino places to have breakfast. I mean, or when I say breakfast, I'm an early morning guy. I get up at 4. 7 o'clock, you're too late. Coffee shops, I don't know why some coffee shops open at 8. Too late. So, but anyway, they gave up at IHOP with a 24-hour schedule. Now it closes at 10. And midnight on weekends, tragic. Where do you go for breakfast, Craig? If I ever asked you that, where do you go?
My favorite place of all time was, and I say was because it's changed a little bit, but the Peppermill, the cafe in the Peppermill.
Still good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not like it was back in the 90s, to me anyway. It's in the same location, really hasn't changed all that much. Little decor change, but I'd go there for steak and eggs about 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know what I like about that place? It's a real, the food is good, but the plates, they're like serving plates, you know, they're not round. They're like kind of downsized serving plates. And so some restaurants, they give you the smaller plates to make it look like they give you a lot of food, but Peppermill, man, they fill that whole big plate. So I'm very impressed with that. Service is good. Yeah, I like Peppermill. You're right. Right. Any place in Carson City? You just work there.
I haven't done a lot in Carson City because I'm on my rush not rush, but on my way to get in here to the studio on Saturdays, and then Monday through Friday, it's the same way. It's like if I try and stop anywhere, it's going to be longer than I actually have time for.
I think besides IHOP, I'm PJ's, Pegs, and Denny's. PJ's and Pegs are outstanding food-wise. Denny's is very good. And the Grand Slam, that is the least expensive of the four. You know, Denny's has the best hours with a 24-hour, and they have the nicest atmosphere. John, what? Are you crazy? No, it's very clean, newish looking on East Plum. Listen, I know the Midtown and the South Reno places, these boutique cafes, like the one at Ranchera, they just seem too upscale to me. I like the kind of breakfast place that's unassuming, with a friendly, jovial waitress named Molly or Sally joshing with me. Happy vibes, no snooty places. I don't want the waitress to be looking at her phone. You know, that kind of place.
Now, there's a place in Sparks I like, and it's, I think, a little bit misnamed because it's also breakfast, but BJ's Barbecue.
Excellent.
Yes, beautiful place. excuse me, my theater company that I'm on the board of directors for, that's where we used to do our dinner murder mysteries at night. Because at that time when we were doing those, they were only open for breakfast because the barbecue portion was actually up at Prater and McCarran. Then they combined their two businesses into one, and when they bought that, I think that was a Denny's. Was that a Denny's? No, Denny's is across the street. So that
it was something.
That was the IHOP, I think, or something over there, because it was right in front of the hotel.
Was it? Okay. It sounds like Jack's Cafe. I've been following around Jack's Cafe. It keeps moving. I remember when it was on B Street or Victorian. Maybe it was. Maybe that's what it was, BJ's, Jack's Cafe. I'm an old man.
Right?
I think I know. All right. What are you doing for Christmas? Everybody's asking, what are you doing for Christmas? How about you?
Well, for me, it's going to be, knock on wood, a very quiet, going to do Skype family because all my kids and grandkids are out of the area except for one daughter and one granddaughter. But yeah, just going to be, touch base with everybody, and everybody should have got their packages in the mail so that they can open them up while we're on Skype.
Well, today, folks, it is officially time to start thinking about Christmas shopping
for next year.
For men. Yes, officially time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. Not quite time to shop yet, men, but definitely it's time to be thinking of it, you know. I love Christmas, but the happiest memories, and I think a lot of people will agree, you know, to a person, the happiest memories come from when we were kids, you know. Even though we had that store-bought red brick cardboard fireplace, you know, we thought that was such a cool, beautiful thing back in the day. It had real cardboard logs with the cardboard flames made up of reflected dancing light from this colored foil tube that slowly turned around a yellow light bulb. That was, I tell you, it was so beautiful in the eyes of a little boy. I simply could not understand why I couldn't understand why we leave it up all year long. And now we laugh at it, of course. You know, these days for some people, if you can see the Christmas tree, this is how it's changed. If you can see the Christmas tree in some people's homes, to them, there's always room for more decorations. And can you remember all the snow we used to get for Christmas back then when we were kids? I'll die on this sentence, but we had more snow back then, Christmas time, you know, when we were kids. It always seemed like it was always over the tops of our boots, even if it was only 4 inches deep. And the freshly fallen snow looked like this beautiful sea of sparkling diamonds. You people in Tahoe, you know what I'm talking about. Everything just right to plant a lifelong memory into a young boy's mind. And I remember at the bank, my mom had this Christmas club account. Do the banks still do this? The Christmas Club account where you would put in a few dollars every week all year? How many of your moms did this at Christmas? You know, here's something else they did. After you unwrap the gift, mom would save the bows. Mom, why do you save these? Oh, you never know. I guess preparing for that Soviet bow embargo or something, the Cuban ribbon blockade. I don't know. I remember also, I never knew what to get my dad for Christmas back then. You know, dad's always got the shaft. You know, he's unwrapping your gift, whatever it was. He's trying to sound excited. Oh, thanks, Johnny. My poor dad, it was always a dumb thing from the Spencer's gift catalog that I thought was cool. Oh, it's very nice. Why, it's a soap with a rope? That's just what I was looking for. You know, why are so many gifts aimed at fathers so lame? And there was one gift that at the time I thought it just was the coolest of the cool, and us kids just hounded our parents so much that one Christmas we got this gift that we saw on TV. I gotta ask, who else got the clapper at home? Do y'all know what the clapper is? You better know what the clapper is.
That's clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Remember the woman on the clapper TV commercial? You know, one clap and she's out, like she was knocked out or something. So us three boys, okay, we got the clapper for Christmas. And us three boys, we're going around the house. We're clapping on and we're clapping off. And mom's yelling at us, stop clapping off around here. Light going crazy in the house. Your father doesn't clap on the clap off. Okay, let me see. We got a text here. Hold on a sec. All right. In 94, we had 4 feet. Gosh darn it, where are my reading glasses? In 94, we had 4 feet in Gardnerville. Somebody writes. Okay. All right. Nice text. Thank you. I believe it, by the way. Here's another text. What do you think about... Oh, hey, we missed this, Craig. What do you think about the Cracker Box Diner in Carson City? Yes! And as a matter of fact, there's another text. Morning, guys. Cracker Box in Carson City. I can't believe I missed that when I asked you about Carson City. Cracker Box, yeah. God bless the Cracker Box. Still there. Hey, Cracker Box, don't change anything. I mean, thank goodness Goldust... What's the place across from Goldust West? I'm going to kill myself during the commercial because I know I'm going to remember it. They haven't changed. So just stay the same for us old folks. I appreciate it. Anyway, our phone number is 884-9910. Listen, I'm so glad we don't have the clapper on the transmitter. That would have been a problem. Okay. 919, I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. Our first guest coming up in a few minutes. Oh, something else. This is a big show because not only a lot of holiday stuff, but two of our guests are bringing gift certificates we're going to be giving away, including one who is trying to give away $200 worth of handcrafted chocolates. Yeah, we're going to have that on the show. So hang in there, 884-9910, and we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 920.
Has this ever happened to you? Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping. Clap on the music. It's easy. Just plug the Clapper into any household outlet, then plug in your lamp, TV, or stereo.
Clap on.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Darn it all, you talk about breakfast places. Now I'm hungry. But we're going to talk a little bit more because I love these tips. It's my favorite meal of the day. Mr. Early Riser, I'm John Potter. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. More breakfast places. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm about to give you a Christmas present. You have missed a hidden hot spot here in Sparks that is amazing.
All right. Let me stop you. It's Sparks Cafe, right?
Yep, Sparks Cafe, Sparks Coffee Shop.
I just had another text from somebody saying that we missed it. Yes, Sparks Cafe. Now, it moved, didn't it?
Well, yes, it did from years ago, but for the past several years, it's been right there on Audie. It's tucked back behind that, it's on Audie Boulevard behind that Jiffy Lube, and there's like a little strip mall in there. And I think it's right by Dottie's Casino or something like that.
Yeah,
and
it's in the shopping center that used to be the Shopko shopping center with the Albertsons grocery store.
I think so. And it's new. It's beautiful. It's clean. The people are amazing. They're sweet. And they have got the most amazing French toast that you've never had anywhere else. It's called Crunchberry. It's our very favorite, and we've lived here for 36 years, and it is absolutely the best breakfast place. And some of those others are really great too, like Cracker Box. I get you, and Squeeze In, and some of those. But I tell you what, if you want a great chicken fried steak breakfast, and that Crunchberry French toast, oh my gosh! And everything, I've never had anything that's bad on that menu.
My stomach is growling.
It's all homemade. Yeah, it's all homemade.
Stop! Oh, I can't take anymore.
It's just so good.
At the corner. It's funny you say that. I could have sworn a couple of months ago I heard it moved, but I see on the maps here that it's at the corner of Adi and El Rancho, and I think it's always been there. So,
Okay, very good. Well, no, it's not. They used to have an old building on the, I think, on corner of El Rancho. But it's, I think, the corner, if you go down Sullivan and Audie.
Yes, because I used to live there, And, it did move a little bit. You're right. All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Cheryl. Very,
you
very good call.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, sweetie. All bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Also, folks, welcome to December 21st. This is the shortest day of the year. Winter arrived. It's here, folks. It's right now. Winter arrived in the Northern Hemisphere at 1:20 a.m. That's Pacific time overnight this morning. Our sunrise today was 7:16. Today we get a precious 9 hours, 28 minutes, and 12 seconds of daylight. And, oh, my gosh, our sunset today, 4:39 p.m. We're going to gain 3 more seconds of daylight tomorrow. How exciting. The weather, as mentioned earlier, it looks like a mixed week of wet to snowy days, especially in Tahoe. This is what I would call an anything-can-happen weather condition week, especially in the mountains. So be prepared for the chain control possibilities throughout the week. A more significant storm is coming up late next week, this week coming, next week, possibly starting on Thursday, day after Christmas. All right, let's go to Joe calling from Reno. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Hey, listen, the restaurant you're trying to remember is the Golden Silver, Keystone and 4th Street.
Yes. Okay, what's wrong with me, Golden? Is it still the same? It has new ownership, relatively new, 6 months, I think. Have you been there lately?
Yes, I was there probably about 3 months ago, and it's still the same. The breakfasts are large. The pies are still great. The people serving you are wonderful. I don't know if it's the same chefs back there or not, but it really is a pleasure to still go in there. Now, I also talked with, a while back, one of the execs from the Jay Resort, and I was asking them about, they're buying up the whole area between, Sarah Street and Keystone, pretty much down 4th Street. And I asked them about, in particular, Gold and Silver. Well, at one point, it was going to be talked about being closed, but I think they're giving the Gold and Silver The last report I got was about a year. And so after a year, we've got a year left to get over there and eat. Then again, first, who knows, maybe we can get them to keep it open.
All right. Yeah. Wow, Joe. First I heard of that. I mean, there was all that talk about, oh, it's going to close, but then Jay Resort, they said they were going to keep it open. I didn't hear about the second set of rumors here about it going to close. Tragic. Okay. What about the hours?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up because I remember Golden Silver being.
I believe it's still around. Well, last I was there, it was a 24 hours still. And they even the neatest little lady behind the counter taking your pay,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Sure.
Paying for breakfast. She was wonderful, you know.
Was she?
Anyway.
I'm going to go. All right, Joe. I appreciate the call. Yes. Yes,
yeah,
Golden
Silver. Yeah, you'll enjoy it, John. You'll enjoy it.
All right. Thank you so much. I was actually, I used to go there a lot, but I was lured away across the street because the Gold Dust West, they have this, I don't know if they still have it or not. Probably not. I mean, it was a $2.99 breakfast, and it was only good from like 6 to 7 in the morning, and I would be there. It's a good deal. Good little breakfast there at Gold Dust West. Okay. All right. Appreciate the calls on the breakfast. Derek Lee, we're talking health up next. Maybe, and don't forget the giveaways later on this morning, folks. I'm John Potter. The show is from 9 to noon every Saturday on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk Fox News. Next, FM News Talk time, 9:30.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Chad. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate your thoughts in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local. Okay, another text about the breakfast. Hey, John and Craig, the Villa Basque Deli on Roop Street in Carson near Walmart. Excellent chorizo, plus other stuff. Open for breakfast and lunch. Well, hey, thanks for the text here. 884-9910. Derek Lee, what's your favorite breakfast place? I love this topic.
I don't have a favorite breakfast place.
What? You up? You're up early in the morning, right? You go to your shop.
I don't tend to. I tend to kind of just eat breakfast on the fly. I definitely eat something. That's for sure.
It's a health thing with you, isn't it?
It's more convenience thing for me. You know, if I sit down and go to breakfast, then I argue with myself that I lose a good part of the morning because I tend to overeat when I go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. and that sets the stage for me for the entire day. So I become lethargic when I go to a restaurant.
You argue with yourself too?
I think everyone does, don't they?
Oh my gosh, I beat myself up all the time. how was the drive from State Line today?
You know, this has been the warmest morning I can recall in December. It was 44 degrees at my house this morning when I got up.
I heard I have a friend in Tahoe that Monday storm. They said that snow was like super special snow. It was like diamonds.
It was amazing.
It was just beautiful. All these people took pictures of the snow in Tahoe on Monday.
Yeah, and now we're going to get rain.
Yeah, it's kind of an iffy week. All right, you're all dressed up. It's radio, you know.
It's radio, but I feel good.
So first question I asked when you came in here, what's with the tie and the suit and everything? I don't know if it's a New Year's resolution thing, but this is a new attitude thing with you, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's trying to do things differently. You know, we can be ourselves, and we can also maintain a professionalism. And what I've been doing is trying to just be myself and now recognizing with a professionalism and being in a professional career change that, people have certain expectations, and I probably have not been fitting the expectations when you dress up a certain way. So I thought I'd start dressing based on expectations.
It's very slick stuff you got on there.
Thank you.
Executive. Okay. Your new bundle. We talked about this last Saturday. You put together a weight loss bundle. How's that going?
It's been going great.
It's the Fat Burner and the Fat Buster.
Yep.
together.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between the two? And folks, these are, I don't want to, you know, say Rigovi or anything like that, but it really kind of emulates what Rigovi and these places and these things have done with more natural ingredients and amino acids that are very similar to the chemicals that are in the prescriptions.
Yes. And so what this does is, well, with Wegovy and Ozempic, those are injectables. So you're bypassing the intestinal tract, and see, that's the problem. When you bypass the intestinal tract, when you stop taking it, you go right back to normal function because nothing gets changed, nothing gets fixed, nothing but gets repaired. And so with all of my products, they work on repairing. That's probably not the best word to use. They work on improving the how the intestinal tract functions. And so with Fat Busters is going to activate our stored fat cells are stored energy, by the way. Fat cells are not necessarily fat cells. It's just stored energy. And so when they convert to a white fat cell, that and as we age, we kind of lose the enzymes that can activate that white fat cell. And so what the Fat Buster does is that provides enzymes from a natural sea-based component called fucoxanthin, which activates that white fat cell and converts it into a brown fat cell. Then a brown fat cell can utilize that as an energy source. So we tend to eat less food. We tend to burn more stored energy, and therefore the end result is we end up losing weight. Now, it's not just about when we can losing weight is a trick. So if we lose circumference around our midsection, mm-hmm. That's what I've gotten a lot of reports on, that I haven't necessarily lost weight, but my clothes fit differently. I'm not as big around my midsection. So what I've been able to kind of dissect is what's happening is people might not be losing weight, but they're actually losing fat. And so when we could replace fat with more water-based, then it actually becomes so it dissipates. When we have fat or fluid stuck in our midsection versus elongating that dispersion, mm-hmm. then if we think about our midsection when we walk, you know, our midsection doesn't move, right?
Right.
So well, if we can shift that weight into our legs and our arms, we actually burn more energy because it's moving more.
It's not the same as when you want to lose weight and you're hungry, so you drink a lot of water. But, you know, that's not quite, doesn't quite last that long.
It doesn't. It's temporary.
So how would yours last longer?
Because it actually is activating the cellular activity. Okay. And so it actually engages and activates that stored energy capacity. And when we can activate that, provides the awareness that we don't need to eat as much. And so this is kind of what precipitated the Master Blaster and Gland Ho, because that actually activates what is what regulates appetite.
How's your diet going?
Oh, it's going great.
Yeah, I can tell because that fancy suit you're wearing, you look like the guy from Talking Heads here. Let me see. This is a new thing, by the way. I'm in real time looking at texts.
Wow.
So somebody's asking here, ask why his brain formula is better than Dr. Wallach's product. Do you know Dr. Wallach?
I know of Dr. Wallach, but I don't know of his brain products.
Okay. Well, apparently somebody's taking Dr. Wallach's products. Yours are at brainhealthformulas.com. Any bundles or sales going
Yes,
up?
I can't explain that. The Restore in particular provides amino acids that specifically activate the brain. And to the best of my knowledge, there is no other product on the planet that actually can do that. So that is one difference that I if I was a betting person, I would bet on that. But I can't because I don't know much about Dr. Wallach's products.
Okay, so folks, Restore is his first product, Derek Lee's first product, and that's that explosion in popularity of Restore is what set up this whole company. With how many products do you have now?
At least 30 different products. 30 other than
different
Restore.
Products, and it all started with Restore. The word of mouth. I mean, back in the day, you weren't really advertising at all. It was all word of mouth before you were on the radio and everything.
That's right.
So the restore is the well, you improved it even.
Yeah.
So it's better than ever. BrainHealthFormulas.com. So how can people save? It says new bundle and sale.
Yep.
On your talking points here.
So what we did was we generated a new bundle based on general health. And for those people who have been diagnosed with a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. So anyone who has ever played football in an organized way has arguably sustained a TBI. Anyone who's been in the military, whether they're aware of it or not, has sustained a TBI, because a traumatic brain injury has to do with mental, emotional, or physical trauma to the brain. And so this bundle is based on general health and well-being and traumatic brain injury, because it's all associated. So what it is this bundle is Restore, Master Blaster, Gland Ho, and Shilajit. Shilajit is one of my favorites. So it has 50% fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C. Fulvic acid has been based on the science done on fulvic acid. Fulvic acid can chelate heavy metals. So if we have heavy metal toxicity, or we have the ability to absorb more copper or more aluminum from some of the foods, if anything like that, fulvic acid from Shilajit will chelate those heavy metals stuck in our brain, stuck in our gut, stuck anywhere in our body, and then we can remove it.
It's like you discovered something. I never heard of fulvic acid.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff, right. And it also has the ability to revitalize and to provide the nutrients to repair glands and organs. So this is why we use that with the Gland Ho and the Master Blaster, because we can revitalize majority of the body in a pretty different way than most other components. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about this.
All right, Wallach, I wrote back. Wallach is known for his rejuvenation products. Well, all I can say to this person is just go to BrainHealthFormulas.com. We like to save you some money, too. What's the sale?
Buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one of anything?
Of this specific bundle. So
oh,
it's
the bundle?
The new
bundle.
Well,
you save on the bundle already.
If you engage in this sale, it's going to be a savings of $260. Buy two of the bundle and get an additional bundle for free.
And where do we find it on the website?
It's on the website. I believe it's not too far after the Restore when you scroll down.
Scroll down after Restore. BrainHealthFormulas.com. One more segment with Derek Lee. If you have a question, you can call 2-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:47.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It is 47 degrees, our final minutes now with Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Amazing products, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Save on the new bundle, a sale going on there. Just scroll down. Testimonials, what have you heard from people this week, Derek?
So we got a testimonial from an individual. She's had abnormally high blood pressure for long periods of time, several years, and she's been able to drop a really high blood pressure to a normal blood pressure within 3 months of just taking Restore.
Wow. Okay. How much Restore do you take?
I believe she's only taking two capsules a day, and she's been able to regulate her blood pressure just by taking Restore.
And I've asked you this before, but do you take it after meals, before meals?
Restore, I believe the best time to take it is first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. It improves absorbability. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, updates and improvements. You updated your gut health formula.
Yeah, I started adding hyaluronic acid to it.
Where does that come from?
Hyaluronic acid is something that has been highlighted in the cosmetic industry, because it replenishes the moisture within the skin layers. And so what I've done is I've done a deep dive into hyaluronic acid, because there's also food grade hyaluronic acid. And so what I started doing is I started playing with the different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. And, so I've been aware of this for a few years. And so hyaluronic acid is in the Master Blaster and Gland Ho. And so this last week, I finally found some research that communicates that if hyaluronic acid for the skin, based on cosmetic industry, it functions within the cellular matrix of the skin. And so if you have more moisture in it, then the skin appears more full. It appears younger. And so all of our organs and glands are also collagen-based. So my theory has been that if we have more hyaluronic acid available to us, then we can replenish our glands and our organs. So arguably, we can start to reverse things like fatty liver disorder, chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, because this has to do with a gland dysfunction. And so, because my theory has been that if we can rehydrate that gland, we can improve the communication to the brain. Therefore, we can start producing more insulin in regards to the pancreas. And so this has been the theory of hyaluronic acid. So I started adding that to the gut health formula because the hyaluronic acid is a sodium-based, water-based fluid, by the way. And so that salt water is actually beneficial to the bacteria in our gut. However, that salt water fluid, hyaluronic acid, is adversarial to rogue bacteria. So if we have a bacterial infection or a fungal infection, that's because we don't have enough hyaluronic acid within the cellular matrix of our skin. So the Gland Ho and Master Blaster focus on that. And also, in regards to, so we can regenerate. So our cells, okay, let me back up a little bit. Sorry for the confusion, people. Science says the reason we age is because our cells begin to replicate versus regenerate.
Uh-huh.
If our cells are immersed in hyaluronic acid, our cells tend to regenerate versus replicate because the cells are in a safe environment.
Okay.
And so what
I say okay like I really know what you're talking about.
John, you do know what I'm talking know. About, John.
Well, I got lost a little in the middle.
So it's more concise now.
Oh, okay. Is this the discovery you were telling me about?
It is.
Okay, that's the discovery
yeah.
that you were telling me about when you came in the door, and I specifically said, how can we make it simpler?
So, and here's my proof. I have a few customers who are only taking Gland Ho. That's the only thing they're taking of mine.
Okay.
And so they called and gave me information that said that, Derek, this is the only thing we're taking, and my cholesterol numbers are actually in normal range now. And so my cholesterol has been around 300 for 30 years, and I refuse to take statins because I don't agree with how they're working.
Oh, yeah.
And so Gland Ho is the only thing they've been taking. And within 2 months of taking Gland Ho, they've been able to normalize their cholesterol and lipid numbers. And that's the only thing, which goes back to hyaluronic acid regenerating actually the liver function.
So they take the Gland Ho. This is the thing with you. You said yourself you have over 30 products, and you go on brainhealthformulas.com. You don't know how do you choose the one to use? The person you were just talking about is taking Gland Ho.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, but they're all generally great for your body.
That's right.
It's hard to really pick.
That's right. So this person who was taking the Gland Ho is actually to benefit their eyes.
Okay.
And so one of the benefits.
Does the website say that?
This is the thing that it wasn't designed for. Well, I know that Gland Ho can benefit the eyes because of the hyaluronic acid and the vitamin C.
Okay.
It's going to regenerate the eyes because that is the basic principle of what the eyes are constructed of.
That's important.
And one of the benefits is this is what she found, is that it worked on the liver. It worked on regulating the cholesterol. So these are the things that I can't necessarily get into because I would have 20 pages of information written on each individual product.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be more concise, like I'm trying to be on this radio show. But again, I get overwhelmed and caught going down rabbit holes rather than communicating relevant information. I get caught up in all these things it can do. But I would be writing a novel for each and every product if I explained everything it can do.
Hey, good job, man. Good job. All right, brainhealthformulas.com. And, well, listen, we're down to the final minute. Have a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, John. And
let
you
me
and...
guess. I'm not going to ask what you're doing for Christmas or New Year's Eve. You're going to be in that lab of yours, aren't you?
Lab. You know, I will take some downtime for Christmas, spend it with family.
My goodness. You are so devoted to what you do. And with all the testimonials you get, you feel, I'm sure, obligated
to
work more and discover more, right?
It's one of those things that actually gives me some comfort.
Yeah, you're and that's, helping a lot of people. What's your customer? How many customers do you have now?
Over 600.
Over 600 and growing.
And growing.
All right. Awesome, man. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
And thank you so much, John.
Is next Saturday 2025? I don't know.
Nope. We're 1 week off.
Ah,
almost. Okay. I'm excited for 2025.
What
it's
going to
be a good year.
What do you want for Christmas?
2 front teeth.
Okay. I was going to say that would suit you well. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Potter. This is all live and local until noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM, FM Talk. Fox News is next. FM News Talk time, 9:58.